You put your mic pointed towards you so we could hear.
Sure, sorry about that.
No problem.
Okay.
So the bottom line is that you apparently were not capturing all emails. You were allowing her to delete emails but retain emails on her C drive so that 6 months after, I just want to make sure we get the record straight, 6 months after she moved them to her C drive, you were no longer in possession of those. Is that correct?
No.
Well, what is correct?
What is correct is that each employee is limited to basically now 6,000 emails that they can hold on their email account, which is stored on the agency's server. The reason there's a limitation is the agency does not have servers large enough to sustain the retention of all emails. A decision was made 2 years ago when people looked at that, and it was determined it would cost anywhere from $10 to $30 million to upgrade the system so that, in fact, all emails on the server would be preserved. Because of the budget constraints the agency was operating 2 years ago, the decision was made not to
proceed. $1.8 billion in IT is your budget. $1.8 billion. On $1.8 billion, isn't the retention of key documents that the American people need to count on, like whether or not they're being honestly treated by your employees, and especially somebody at such a high level, isn't that in fact a priority that should have allowed for full retention?
If we had the right resources, there'd be a lot of priorities we'd have. The budget for this year.
So the American people should believe that if they don't have the resources to pay their taxes, they shouldn't pay their taxes, because if the IRS doesn't have the resources, it won't keep records. That's pretty much what you're telling us here tonight, is that resources are a question of whether or not you maintain key documents. Let me just go into one thing in my limited time. You came here and you said, put it up on the board, that you were going to, as you did today, you were going to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You saw that montage in the opening. You knew there was a problem with some of Lois Lerner's emails when you came to testify in March. Isn't that true?
I knew that I'd been told there was an issue that no one knew the ramifications of.
Did you reasonably believe that at least one email may have been lost?
No. I did not have any basis for knowing what the answer to that was.
So you knew there was a problem, but you're going to...
There's been a problem. Somebody said there's an odd development in the way the emails are showing up. We're going to pull all of her emails and investigate it. The first time I knew that emails had been lost from her account was in April.
So when you knew in April that you said you were going to give us all of it, you said to Mr. Cummings and myself, you give us all, you went and told political appointees at Treasury, didn't you?
I did not.
You did not?
I did not.
So who did you tell in April when you knew?
Who did I tell? I didn't tell anybody. I was advised. I know when I was going to tell.
You didn't tell your IG that some of the documents weren't going to be provided?
I did not.
Or did you cause someone to find out at the White House, at Treasury, or your IG?
I did not. If you have any evidence of that, I'd be happy to see it.
I asked a question.
And I answered it.
You did not cause anyone to find out.
I absolutely didn't.
So you told us that all emails would be provided. When you discovered that all emails would not be provided, you did not come back and inform us. Is that correct?
All the emails we have will be provided. I did not say I would provide you emails that disappeared. If you have a magical way for me to do that, I'd be happy to know about it. I said I would provide all the emails. We are providing all the emails. The fact that 3 years ago, some of them, not all of them, but some of them, were not available. I never said I would provide you emails we didn't have. And in fact, we are going to provide you 24,000 emails from the time.
My time has expired, and I've lost my patience with you.